I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghan refugees in Pakistan stand face-to-face with the unknown, and a new project spotlights hundreds of minority languages for Bible translation. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. For nearly 30 years of war, Pakistan became a refuge for fleeing Afghans. Now it's part of a global wave of forced deportations. Nearly 900,000 have been sent back. Nehemiah from FMI explains.
There are about 3 million Afghans living in Pakistan. And this includes both registered refugees and undocumented individuals.
Many are now scraping together what little they had, homes, businesses, as deportation looms. Though safe from the Taliban, life in Pakistan was never easy. Tribal culture remains deeply unwelcoming to outsiders.
Pakistanis are sending back these Afghan refugees to Afghanistan, regardless of their contribution in the society, regardless their family roots in the country.
Unwanted in Pakistan, they now return to hostility in Afghanistan.
Taliban and local Afghan people in Afghanistan, they are treating them very badly. There are stories of violence, there are stories of bad behavior towards people who are coming from Pakistan because Afghan community thinks that they are traitors.
FMI has served as the hands and feet of Christ to dozens of Afghan families since their relocation to Pakistan. Please pray for their efforts and for the safety and future of returnees and learn more at missionnews.org. The Pew Research Center has revised how it measures China's religious landscape. Based on this standardized approach, China is no longer on the world's top 10 list for largest Christian populations. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the report is sobering, but no reason to slow down.
And I'm not here to debate the data or even to analyze it as much as it is to say how easy it is to get caught up in what we feel and what we hope rather than what may actually be the reality.
Gospel ministry in China is still a mix of growth and challenge. One such challenge is how to reach young people.
When we go to rural China, we see a lot of older Christians. The younger Christians are a little harder to find. And so, you know, I think that informs us a little bit as to, okay, where do we work? Who do we partner with so that we can maybe help reach another generation?
It's illegal in China to evangelize children. Rovenstein says this limits what Bibles for China can do. But among the Chinese diaspora, they distribute a special storybook Bible for kids.
That definitely is a prayer for the Christians in China, is how can we creatively reach a next generation when that's technically, in many ways, illegal.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And a groundbreaking Bible translation initiative is underway in one of the largest Muslim-majority nations in the world. For security reasons, we'll call the country Islands Asia. Though the gospel has a historic presence in Islands Asia, the spiritual need is still staggering. Dane is with Unfolding Word.
The Joshua Project lists about 195 million people in that country that are unreached with the gospel. The gospel's been there a long time, and so there are Christians in the country, but still 250 million people do not have God's word in their heart language.
The Whole Bible, Whole Nation Project by Unfolding Word uses the national language as a bridge to translate scripture into minority languages. The ministry recently linked arms with a large local church to utilize the technology. Dane shares the story of Burhan, a Bible translation partner from a local tribe.
People would come to him and say, oh, you just need it in the national language. But he says, no, that will never be enough because of how the devil has tricked my people with false teachings.
You can support this Whole Bible, Whole Nation initiative with Unfolding Word. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.